It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, we're back with Am I the Jerk. You can always submit your Am I the Jerk at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com.
All are welcome. It's a safe space.
Yep. I got a DM, though, on Facebook and a direct message.
In case you ain't know.
Some people don't. That said, where do I submit Am I the Jerk? I said, well, you can submit him here, too.
Right here.
And she did.
Bet. What'd she say?
So I have to keep her anonymous,
okay,
which is fine. But she wants to know if she's the jerk and it involves her significant other's grandma, okay, who basically accused her of stealing. Hear it out. Okay. She wants to know if she's the jerk for her reaction. She said, Allie and DZ, me and my significant other have been together for 8 years. And my significant other's grandma, who we live with, asked her if she had used the card for DoorDash. Basically, she's married to a woman, her wife, their grandma lives with them.
Right.
And grandma wanted to know if her wife had used the card to order DoorDash.
Like grandma's card?
Her own grandma, yeah.
Okay.
She said, no. And she said, well, the charge was for $9.99, and it was purchased January 11th. So my significant other, my wife, really felt hurt by this accusation, questioning by his grandmother, being accused of stealing by your own grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, I would never use your card. I don't even have access to it. Also, there isn't a lot of things you can get food-wise for $9.99.
This show ain't.
Oh, so it is a man. Well, she's put significant other. I get so confused. And who cares? His grandma.
Okay, so got it.
His grandma. I don't really care if it's a man or a woman, honestly.
It doesn't matter.
Her significant other's
grandma.
So he confronted her and said, you know, I would never do that. There's nothing you can order really for $9.99 that would make sense food-wise, and showed his history of purchases, brought it all. Then his grandma brings up her name, my name, the woman who wrote in.
Okay.
And starts asking, well, what about your girlfriend?
What about you?
Inserts her name into it and says, do you think she would do anything like that? She said, my man proceeded to walk away feeling hurt by the questioning. We had never given her a reason to believe we would steal from her. So my man told me about what transpired between them. When I wasn't around, I got hurt. So I sent her a message. I sent grandma a message respectfully showing her my history and explaining to her how I felt about my name coming up in the conversation.
Covering your bases.
And I sent the same message to my significant other, my man, and he said I didn't say anything that was disrespectful to his grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma says it was not right for me to intervene into her and her grandson's conversation. But I feel that I wouldn't have intervened if it wasn't for my name being brought up to question me.
Right.
Whether I had ordered DoorDash on his grandma's card.
That part.
So now we both have to feel like if anything comes up missing due to numerous family members that come into her house, she's going to think it's us stealing.
It could have been.
Never stolen from her or given her a reason to think that.
Yeah.
So ultimately, I want to know if I'm the jerk for getting involved when my name was brought up regarding stealing from my man's grandma.
Right.
Because the grandma's like, dude, this doesn't have anything to do with you. But she's like,
you brought me up.
So
you
now
brought me into it.
This is wacky. So she lives with her man's grandma. Her
right.
and her man live with his grandma.
They live with Grams.
She had a $9.99 charge from DoorDash on January 11th, and the grandma's confused.
Basically paid somebody's delivery fee.
Sounds like it.
Just about.
Just the delivery fee. And now she wants to know where, instead of actually calling and finding out, she immediately went to, did one of you charge this?
Right.
Which is weird if they've never taken a thing, if they've never done any behavior. It'd be one thing if you had a grandkid who was always stealing
history.
From you.
Right.
She's like, there's no history here.
But if there's family members that are constantly coming through the house, you never know who may be. And I hate to say this, but sometimes in old age, grandparents get forgetful.
I know.
And she went, yeah, baby, go ahead, use the card, get yourself a little McDonald's. And forgot. Completely forgot. And yeah. I was going, who charged $10 to my court?
Yeah.
Grandma might have let somebody do it.
Might have forgotten.
But
that's true.
But dog.
Or she got hacked, and that has nothing to do with anybody but her.
And she doesn't know it because she's just going, somebody must have used my card in the house. There's no possible way I could have gotten hacked.
Or grandma could click some link she shouldn't have clicked.
On accident. Ordered something, paid for something, then never received it, didn't even. Bro, there's so many things.
I know. It's so true.
But your man had already handled that.
That's the thing.
He had already talked to grandma.
Yeah.
And he walked away hurt, right? Like it.
Well, the problem was when grandma asked her man, did you steal from me? And he said, no. Then she went, well, what about your girlfriend?
And he also said, no. And then walked off annoyed, but that was handled.
She should have believed him and moved on. And she shouldn't have gone to the, what about your girlfriend?
But not even that. I'm thinking girlfriend didn't need to go, hey, here's my history just so you have it too, grandma.
It wasn't necessary.
It wasn't necessary. It was extra. And grandma was probably already feeling some type of way. It was unnecessary. You didn't have to.
But
he had already handled that.
She feels like she needs to defend herself because what if grandma's now going around telling the whole family? His girl, I think she stole from me.
Well, I don't know, man.
That's on grandma, I know.
That's on grandma. And how many times do you believe everything grandma says? Sometimes grandma's just be wanting to talk that tea, man. I swear.
I'm bored.
She didn't need to. It was handled, and it was overkill for her to go above and beyond and prove that it wasn't me. I'm leaning towards jerk. I hate to say
it. She's a jerk. 414-533-1037. Basically, she lives with her man and his grandma, and the grandma thinks they both charged something on her card, and neither of them did. She wants to know if she's a jerk. She's exactly what she did.
Right.
She messaged the grandma, sent her receipts, sent her everything.
Sent her receipts.
Awkward. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so we got a message from Anonymous. On Facebook, who wanted to know if she was the jerk for defending herself when her man's grandma accused her of stealing. Because grandma saw some charge on her card for $9.99 and she first asked, her boyfriend. He said, didn't do it. And then she said, what about your girlfriend?
What about her? Huh?
Which then upset the girlfriend. So she sent a whole list of receipts and emails and whatever she sent.
She literally sent the receipts.
Her messages, whatever she sent her.
Uh-huh.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for defending herself when her name was brought up into questioning regarding stealing from her. Our regular is on the phone in Racine. Amanda.
Hey.
Go, Amanda.
You know it.
What do you think? Is she a jerk for defending herself when grandma thought she might have stolen?
I'm going to say not the jerk. No, okay. I love me some grandma. I love my grandma and everything.
Gotta love grandma, of course.
But if you're going to accuse me of something, put me in the conversation, you better not. Because I will back myself up.
That's fair.
I do that with work all the time with my email, calls.
See, that's work,
I have it all.
That's receipts. Work. That's not grandma. You keep the receipts for work.
Hey, and every day, like, too.
And every day.
Keep all those messages.
All the receipts.
Just to be safe.
That's funny. Well, you say not the jerk.
Yeah.
I think that's a jerk. If you're going to be accused of something you didn't do,
honestly,
here we go.
She says, love me some gram, but if you're going to accuse me, no ma'am.
Yeah, because DZ said...
Let me be prepared.
DZ said, well, the boyfriend already handled it when he said, no, neither of us stole from you, so the girlfriend didn't really...
But if you're going to put my name in the mix, you better not put my name in the mix.
Mm-hmm. See, but
because I'll come at you.
And this is no, like, machismo. By every means, if you feel like you need to defend yourself, do so.
Yeah.
But it was already taken care of, and on the family end, you're not in that family.
Well, it's his family,
family. He handled that for y'all. So you could be hurt by it. You could say, oh, should I send these receipts? You could doubt on it, dwell on it, whatever, but don't do it. Don't do it unless somebody else says so. You feel me? Because that's not your dynamic to deal with.
Yeah. Move in with grandma, they said. It'll be fun.
Amanda kicks it off, says,
bye,
Amanda.
Bye.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Let's go to Marie in Kenosha. Hey, Marie, how are you?
Good morning.
Morning, Marie.
Which way are you going on this? Is she a jerk?
say she is a jerk. I say they are both jerks. If the grandma wanted to accuse both of them, she should have brought it up lightly when she was with both of them. And honestly, he took care of it. So there was no reason for her to really, if you don't have the need to clear your name so aggressively, then why go do it? I had a very similar situation. When I first met my boyfriend, I thought I was nice, and I offered my Amazon account to several family members. And then one of his brother's girlfriends, who hates me, started accusing me that I was stealing from his credit card and that there were charges. But she never approached me for it. She asked his little sister of every credit card in my account, which I felt disrespected because that's my private security info.
Yep.
But even then, I didn't approach her because I'm going to let you feel dumb. I know I'm not stealing from you, so I don't care. And the day that you decide to approach me, then I'll address that. But I'm not going to go out of character for any of that.
But then doesn't that, she just do the opposite? She's saying just leave it alone and don't. But then she's like, but if you say,
if she say, if you know you don't need to prove yourself and it's already been handled, don't go above and beyond to prove yourself. Yeah. It feels like sometimes when people overreact is because they got something to hide.
But then she wanted to defend herself, right? With her family. That's what I was saying.
She's just getting you out of character.
Hold on though, Marie. What you did and what you said were two different things, is what I'm saying here on Am I the Jerk.
What do you mean?
Didn't she defend herself, or you didn't defend yourself at all?
No, she did not defend myself.
She said she let it be. She was going to let her sound stupid.
And I heard this girl asking for, you know, what cards are on the file, what this and that.
Right.
She never asked me about my account, but I wasn't stealing from her. I don't care. Go figure it out. Marie, go ask the damn president if you have to.
Marie saying, ask the president, not me, because clearly if you want to ask me, we could talk. Yeah. Otherwise, you ain't going to get me out of character. She's the jerk.
Nothing worse than having a friend or a significant other and their family stealing from you.
And then being accused when you're not, man.
Crazy.
We're split, though.
All right. It's Not the Jerk from Amanda. Marie in Kenosha says jerk. Thanks, Marie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Last but not least, we've got Freddie in Milwaukee on the phone. Hey, Freddie.
Hey, how's it going?
Morning,
Freddie. You the Freddie finisher. You get to decide,
and
man.
And we're split down the middle. So is she the jerk for defending herself when the grandma accused her of stealing?
She is definitely not the jerk.
Ooh, talk that talk. Why?
All right. So first of all, I'm living in grandma's house. So, I mean, I feel like this is going to hover over my head every time we walk past each other. Mm-hmm. I got to get it off my chest. I got to say something. Mm-hmm. Because it's always going to be on grandma's mind if I did something, not her grandson. But so 100% not a jerk. I have to say something. I have to let grandma know.
It is grandma's house.
How do you live together?
Right. You don't. You got to move out after that. If you're going to accuse me for stealing $10 and be mad about it, I got to go.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's
if I didn't live, there,
it'd be different.
It'd be a different story. I'd just let it go. But if I'm living under grandma's roof, I got to say something because I feel like it would just be like, you know, pretty much the elephant in the room.
Yep.
It would feel bad. You'd be like, wow, my man's grandma thinks I stole from her. Let's just talk about, as a human, what a horrible feeling when you didn't do it. That's just an awful feeling, period.
And $10 at that, too. I'd hand Granny $10 and be like, listen, I'm sorry. Whoever did it, let's just take care of this now.
No,
though.
You'd be petitious and hand her $9.99.
Keep the money.
99 pennies. That's what you do. You know you would.
And I have DoorDash, too, so it sounds like a Dash Pass to me.
I wondered that if she had signed up for some kind of membership she didn't realize.
It's a monthly.
It's a fee or a yearly or something.
And she just got charged to the card automatic.
The grandma should have called DoorDash, not freaking her grandson.
Listen,
and been like, I know you live with me. Did you steal from me even though you've never stolen from me? Like, how weird.
Technology and age.
And paranoia.
Water and oil, baby. They do not mix. I swear. She went OC. And maybe grandma's the jerk.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it wasn't a grandma situation. Nope. And Freddie cuts it up. She says, no, not the
not
jerk.
The
you got to address that.
All right, Freddie.
Not at all.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, have a good day.
You too, man. Peace.
All right, so that's Not the Jerk today. No, thank you very much. I hope that settles her problem.
That works it out.
Since it was very long, and she sent that in. Good luck to you, Anonymous. We hope you don't get accused of stealing anytime soon.
It's better over here. Now at
at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, we're back with Am I the Jerk. You can always submit your Am I the Jerk at amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com.
All are welcome. It's a safe space.
Yep. I got a DM, though, on Facebook and a direct message.
In case you ain't know.
Said, some people don't. That said, where do I submit Am I the Jerk? I said, well, you can submit him here, too.
Right here.
And she did.
Bet. What'd she
say? So I have to keep her anonymous,
okay,
which is fine. But she wants to know if she's the jerk and it involves her significant other's grandma. Okay? Ooh. Who basically accused her of stealing. Hear it out. She wants to know if she's the jerk for her reaction. She said, Allie and DZ, me and my significant other have been together for 8 years. And my significant other's grandma, who we live with, asked her if she had used the card for DoorDash. Basically, she's married to a woman, her wife, their grandma lives with them.
Right.
And grandma wanted to know if her wife had used the card to order DoorDash.
Like grandma's card?
Her own grandma, yeah.
Okay.
She said, no. And she said, well, the charge was for $9.99, and it was purchased January 11th. So my significant other, my wife, really felt hurt by this accusation, questioning by his grandmother, being accused of stealing by your own grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, I would never use your card. I don't even have access to it. Also, there isn't a lot of things you can get food-wise for $9.99.
This show, hey.
Oh, so it is a man. Well, she's put significant other. I get so confused. Who cares? His grandma.
Okay, so got
his grandma. I don't really care if it's a man or a woman, honestly.
It
her significant
matter.
Other's
right.
Grandma. So he confronted her and said, you know, I would never do that. There's nothing you can order really for $9.99 that
true.
Would make sense food-wise, and showed his history of purchases, brought it all. Then his grandma brings up her name, my name, the woman who wrote in.
Okay.
And starts asking, well, what about your girlfriend?
What about you?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Inserts her name into it and says, do you think she would do anything like that? She said, my man proceeded to walk away feeling hurt by the questioning. We had never given her a reason to believe we would steal from her. So my man told me about what transpired between them. When I wasn't around, I got hurt. So I sent her a message. I sent grandma a message respectfully showing her my history and explaining to her how I felt about my name coming up in the conversation.
Covering your bases.
And I sent the same message to my significant other, my man, and he said I didn't say anything that was disrespectful to his grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma says it was not right for me to intervene into her and her grandson's conversation. But I feel that I wouldn't have intervened if it wasn't for my name being brought up to question me.
Right.
Whether I had ordered DoorDash on his grandma's car.
That part.
So now we both have to feel like if anything comes up missing due to numerous family members that come into her house, she's going to think it's us stealing.
It could have been.
Never stolen from her or given her a reason to think that.
Yeah.
So ultimately, I want to know if I'm the jerk for getting involved when my name was brought up regarding stealing from my man's grandma.
Right.
Because the grandma's like, dude, this doesn't have anything to do with you. But she's like,
you brought me up.
So
you brought me into it.
This is wacky. So she lives with her man's grandma. And her man live with his grandma.
They live with Grams.
She had a $9.99 charge from DoorDash on January 11th, and the grandma's confused.
Basically paid somebody's delivery fee.
Sounds like it.
Just the delivery fee.
And now she wants to know instead of actually calling and finding out, she immediately went to, did one of you charge this?
Right.
Which is weird if they've never taken a thing, if they've never done any behavior. It'd be one thing if you had a grandkid who was always stealing
from
you.
Right.
She's like, there's no history here.
But if there's family members that are constantly coming through the house, you never know who may be. And I hate to say this, but sometimes in old age, grandparents get forgetful.
I know.
And she went, yeah, baby, go ahead, use the card, get yourself a little McDonald's. And forgot. Completely forgot. And yeah. I was going, who charged $10 to my cart?
Yeah.
Grandma might have let somebody do it.
Might have forgotten.
But
that's true.
But dog.
Or she got hacked, and that's has nothing to do with anybody but her.
And she doesn't know it because yeah. she's just going, somebody must have used my card in the house. There's no possible way I could have gotten hacked.
Or grandma could click some link she shouldn't have clicked.
On accident. Ordered something, paid for something, then never received it, didn't even... Bro, there's so many things.
I know. It's bro, so true.
But your man had already handled that.
That's the thing.
He had already talked to grandma.
Yeah.
And he walked away hurt, right? Like it.
Well, the problem was when grandma asked her man, did you steal from me? And he said no. Then she went, well, what about your girlfriend?
And he also said no.
Right.
And then walked off annoyed, yeah. but that was handled.
She should have believed him and moved on. And she shouldn't have gone to the, what about your girlfriend?
But not even that. I'm thinking girlfriend didn't need to go, hey, here's my history just so you have it too, grandma.
It wasn't necessary.
It wasn't necessary. It was extra. And grandma was probably already feeling some type of way. It was unnecessary. You didn't have to.
But
he had already handled that.
She feels like she needs to defend herself because what if the grandma's now going around telling the whole family? His girl, I think she stole from me.
Well, I don't know, man.
That's on grandma, I know.
And ain't, I mean, how many times do you believe everything grandma says? Sometimes grandma's just be wanting to talk that tea, man. That's true. Man, I swear.
They're bored.
She didn't need to. It was handled, and it was overkill for her to go above and beyond and prove that it wasn't me. I'm leaning towards jerk. I hate to say
She's a jerk. 414-533-1037. Basically, she lives with her man and his grandma, and the grandma thinks they both charged something on her card, and neither of them did. She wants to know if she's a jerk. She's exactly what she did.
Right.
She messaged the grandma, sent her receipts, sent her everything.
Sent the receipts.
Awkward. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so we got a message from Anonymous. On Facebook, who wanted to know if she was the jerk for defending herself when her man's grandma accused her of stealing. Because grandma saw some charge on her card for $9.99 and she first asked, you know, her boyfriend. He said, didn't do it. And then she said, what about your girlfriend?
What about her? Huh?
Which then upset the girlfriend. So she sent a whole list of receipts and emails and whatever she
literally
sent
the receipts.
Or messages, whatever she sent her.
Uh-huh.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for defending herself when her name was brought up into questioning regarding stealing from her. Our regular is on the phone in Racine. Amanda.
Hey.
Go, Amanda.
You know it.
What do you think? Is she a jerk for defending herself when grandma thought she might have stolen?
I'm going to say not the jerk. No, okay. I love me some grandma. You know, I love my grandma and everything.
Gotta love grandma, of course.
But if you're going to accuse me of something, put me in the conversation, oh, you better not. Because I will back myself up.
That's fair.
I do that with work all the time. I do that with work all the time with my email, calls.
See, that's work,
I have it all.
That's receipts. Work. That's not grandma. You keep the receipts for work.
Hey, and every day
friends.
Like too.
And every day.
Keep all those messages.
All the receipts.
That's funny. Well, you know, you say not the jerk.
Yeah.
I think that's a jerk. If you're going to be accused of something you didn't do,
honestly,
here we go.
She says, love me some gram, but if you're going to accuse me, no ma'am.
Yeah, because DZ said...
Let me be prepared.
DZ said, well, the boyfriend already handled it when he said, no, neither
that
of us
part.
Stole from you, so the girlfriend didn't really...
But if you're going to put my name in the mix, you better not put my name in the mix.
See, but
because I'll come at you.
And this is no, like, machismo. By every means, if you feel like you need to defend yourself, do
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
But it was already taken care of, and on the family end, you're not in that family.
Well, it's his family,
it's
yeah.
his family.
That's,
and
yeah.
he handled that for y'all. So you could be hurt by it. You could say, oh, should I send these receipts? You could doubt on it, dwell on it, whatever, but don't do it. Don't do it unless somebody else says so. You feel me? Because that's not your dynamic to deal with.
Yeah, move in with grandma, they said. It'll be fun.
Amanda kicks it off, says,
bye.
Bye, Amanda.
Bye.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Let's go to Marie in Kenosha. Hey, Marie, how are you?
Good morning.
Morning, Marie.
Which way are you going on this? Is she a jerk?
say she is a jerk. I say they are both jerks. This the grandma wanted to accuse both of them. She should have brought it up lightly when she was with both of them. And honestly, he took care of it. So there was no reason for her to really, if you don't have the need to clear your name so aggressively, then why go do it? I had a very similar situation. When I first, like, met my boyfriend, I thought I was nice, and I offered my Amazon account to several family members. And then one of his brother's girlfriends, who hates me, started accusing me that I was stealing from his credit card and that there were charges. But she never approached me for it. She asked his little sister of every credit card in my account, that's which I felt disrespected because that's my private security info.
Yep.
But even then, I didn't approach her because I'm going to let you feel dumb. I know I'm not stealing from you, so I don't care. And the day that you decide to approach me, then I'll address but I'm not going to go out of character any of that.
But then doesn't that, she just do the opposite? She's saying just leave it alone and don't, but then she's like, but if you say, okay.
If she say, if you know you don't need to prove yourself and it's already been handled, don't go above and beyond to prove yourself. Yeah. It feels like sometimes when people overreact is because they got something to hide.
But then she wanted to defend herself, right? With her family. That's what I was saying. I'm like,
she's just getting you out of character.
Hold on though, Marie. What you did and what you said were two different things, is what I'm saying here on Am I the Jerk.
What do you mean?
Didn't she defend herself, or you didn't defend yourself at all?
No, she did not defend myself.
She said she let it be. She was going to let her sound stupid. Because what she,
And I heard this girl asking for, you know, what cards are on the file, what this and that.
Right.
She never asked me about my account, but I wasn't stealing from her. I don't care.
See,
go figure it out. Marie, go ask the damn president if you have to.
Marie saying, ask the president, not me, because clearly if you want to ask me, we could talk. Yeah, otherwise, you ain't going to get me out of character.
There's
she's the jerk.
Nothing worse than having a friend or a significant other and their family stealing from you.
And then being accused when you're not, man.
Crazy.
We're split, though.
All right. It's Not the Jerk from Amanda. Marie in Kenosha says jerk. Thanks, Marie.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
Last but not least, we've got Freddie in Milwaukee on the phone. Hey, Freddie.
Hey, how's it going?
It's morning, going.
Freddie. You the Freddie finisher. You get to decide,
and
man.
And we're split down the middle. So is she the jerk for defending herself when the grandma accused her of stealing?
She is definitely not the jerk.
Ooh, talk that talk. Oh, why?
All right. So first of all, I'm living in grandma's house. So, I mean, I feel like this is going to hover over my head every time we walk past each other.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get it off my chest. I got to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always going to be on grandma's mind if I did something, not her grandson. But so 100% not a jerk. I have to say something. I have to let grandma know.
Right. I get it. It is grandma's house.
Yeah, how do you live together?
Right. You don't. You got to move out after that. If you're going to accuse me for stealing $10 and be mad about it, I got to go.
Yeah. Right. Well, and that's
if I didn't live there,
it'd be different.
It'd be a different story. I'd just let it go. But if I'm living under grandma's roof, I got to say something because I feel like it would just be like, you know, pretty much the elephant in the room.
Yep.
It would feel bad. You'd be like, wow, my man's grandma thinks I stole from her. Let's just talk about, as a human, what a horrible feeling when you didn't do it. That's just an awful feeling, period.
And $10 at that, too. I'd hand Granny $10 and be like, listen, I'm sorry. Whoever did it, let's just take care of this now.
No, you'd be petitious and hand her $9.99.
Keep the money.
99 pennies. That's what you do. You know you would.
And I have DoorDash, too, so it sounds like a Dash Pass to me.
I wondered that if she had signed up for some kind of membership she didn't realize.
It's a monthly.
It's a fee or a yearly or something.
Something. Yeah. And she just got charged to the card automatic.
The grandma should have called DoorDash, not freaking her grandson.
Listen,
and been like, I know you live with me. Did you steal from me even though you've never stolen from me? Like, how weird.
Technology and age.
And paranoia.
Water and oil, baby. They
You're
do
right.
not mix. I swear. She went OC. And maybe grandma's the jerk.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it wasn't a grandma situation. Mm-hmm. And Freddie cuts it up. She says, no, not the
not
jerk.
The
you gotta address that.
All right, Freddie.
Not at all.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, have a good day.
You too, man. Peace.
All right, so that's not the jerk today. No, thank you very much. I hope that settles her problem.
That works it out.
Since it was very long and she sent that in. Good luck to you, Anonymous. We hope you don't get accused of stealing anytime soon.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.